All right, here we are, last break of the day. This is our last break of the day. Thank you, first of all, to attorney Ben Crump and Philonis Floyd for coming on and letting us know how they felt about that historic verdict about the Derek Chauvin case. So thanks to them for coming on. They are our family members. And the nephew. Yeah.
It was a great interview, Steve.
It really was,
Crump.
Steve. You did your thing.
Wow. Thank you.
Floyd, that was so fantastic.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Mississippi Monica for booking that and making it happen. Because
yes, great job.
Because we're the first one. Because he told Monica, we want Steve Harvey Morning Show to be first.
Yeah, you know,
exclusive. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was really good. Nephew, you all right?
Oh, I'm gonna be all right.
Can we really have a drum roll, please? Nephew Tommy,
here's the drum roll. The announcement about me being a special guest on the show and allowing you to take some time off. We are proud to say that it is true that I will be a special guest on the show, but your ass just got pranked. Live on the radio, booty tightened up and everything.
Yes, it did.
Lips start hanging on the floor, trying to call Will on the break.
Will, get some money. So tell everybody in case they missed it, what happened, Steve?
What happened was Shirley had a special announcement for Tommy.
I still do. Mm-hmm.
And still does. Mm-hmm. I hijacked it and told her to tell Tommy that the special announcement was I'll be making folk special guest appearances on Ready for Love. And then he was worried about the budget. How they going to pay you? They struggling. Well, you ain't going to be there. On the commercial break, he was trying to call Will, and Shirley and them said you ought to let him off the hook. I wouldn't. I was going to just ride it all the way out.
This is such great news, Steve. We are very proud of Nephew Tommy and his show, Ready to Love. They received a Best Dating Series nomination for the MTV Movie and TV Awards. So congratulations, Tommy. We want everyone to vote. Everyone to please vote for Ready to Love now through April 30th at vote.mtv.com. Congratulations, Tommy.
You'll probably get your first Image Award.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Aww. NAACP Image Award probably comes shortly. Because when your show start getting recognized like this and start getting nomination, the industry perks up and listens. Because they got to give this award. They ain't just make it up and give it to you. Mm-hmm. They have this. And of all of them, yours is the best. So you and this could be a long ride. And you know, own can't take off award-winning shows.
And it's so good, Steve. The show is just so good. Yeah. Grown people. See, it's really good.
Y'all ain't watching this since day one, nephew. Day one.
Oprah ain't dumb like NBC. Yeah. NBC will cut off their nose to spite their face. But I thank God for them, though. But you, on the other hand, are with Oprah. And they got an award-winning show. So congratulations, Nephew Tommy. That's a big award. Aww. Anytime you get recognized for your work over and above others.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So again, we want everyone to vote now through April 30th at vote.mtv.com. Vote for Ready to Love, hosted by Nephew Tommy. Congratulations, Ready to Love.
Thank you,
my man.
Yeah, Tommy, we're proud of you. But we had to prank you, though.
And your uncle pranked you. Yeah, he texted us.
He texted me, too.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about. We'll ain't said.
Well, we'll get some money, though.
I know, Tommy's temper. Now he's not speaking to us for the next month.
Just so y'all know, Tommy needs to host a show Ready to Grudge.
He can hold one, can he?
Welcome back. We got some people that really want to whoop somebody's ass. And you know what? I want to help y'all out with that.
You and Steve could host
that. Yeah, both of them. perfect. That's a great show.
All right. Well, congratulations again, nephew. Again, go to vote.mtv.com. Vote for Ready to Love.
Thank you. Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Hey, y'all, just real quick and closing, I just want to say, you know, we heard from Attorney Crump today, and we heard from the brother of George Floyd, Philonis Floyd. Mm-hmm. And it was great from my standpoint to be able to hear Philonis laugh. I mean, man, look, when you lose a loved one, it's not a good period. Your brother? Oh, my God. Your brother, man? Your mother's already gone. Now your brother. Them some pretty key people in a person's life, man. But to hear him laughing today was music to our ears, man. And to finally get a victory for all of us, and to watch the dignity that the Floyd family behaved in during this entire time, we got some folks we can be proud of, and the Floyd family is definitely that family. And his daughter said it best, my daddy gonna change the world. Well, little girl, you're exactly right. Your father has put a footprint in the sand that no amount of wind gonna be able to blow over. And congratulations and thank you so much to the Floyd family for your strength, your grace, and your dignity. You made us all proud. And now we got some more work to do. Let's keep voting and let's keep changing policy. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We will see y'all tomorrow. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Talk to you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.